Terrence Howard's making some noise about P. Diddy.
Yeah, so actor Terrence Howard, best known for his roles of Hustle and Flow. Ray, he was in Ray. Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
I have to think of some other one. Dead Presidents. Anyway, yeah, just to name a few. But he was talking about how every person who went to one of P. Diddy's parties, quote, lost their man card.
Jason went to one. Here it is.
But when you give up your manhood, I've never seen somebody recover from it. That was all the people that went to the Puffy parties. That was all the people that did all those things thinking that there was never going to be a consequence for what they were doing. Get punked out and pimped out by some over greater desire. You shouldn't have a greater desire than being a man. So I believe that's a big problem with a lot of the actors out there, because they get fluid. And next thing you know, once you go fluid, it's gone. You don't have any foundation to pull yourself back from. So maintain your man card no matter what.
Well, for the record, I didn't go into one of those. What are they called? Those parties?
Orgies. Isn't it?
The oil party?
The oil,
yeah. They're orgies. Yeah. Yeah, the late night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was like a pre thing that, yeah.
You weren't invited to the...
I don't know. I wasn't. Cause I didn't see any of that going on. And it was like promoting his, that vodka that he had.
I think
weren't at the freak-offs.
Yeah, not at the freak-offs.
That's right.
I think the more we hear about, like, everything, it's every day. Every day there is more. And I would say it's shocking, but now, unfortunately, it's like, oh my God, another day, another story from Diddy. And it's terrible.
Yeah.
But Jason, I think that the party you were invited to is almost like it was a cover-up, you know?
I don't know what happened after we left. Maybe he had certain people stay.
That night, I mean, we don't know what happened that night, but we know that these parties, these freak-offs were happening all the time.
Oh, so you're saying he just... Yeah, it is kind of odd, because why did he have a party for this vodka, mm-hmm, and then it was just a bunch of people? Like, why was I there?
I feel like it was an audition.
It could be. Could have been.
And he's like scoping out possible talent. You're already here. Maybe you would be a good person to continue to stay a little bit later on.
Well, I didn't make the cut, Matt. So
that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It was either something you or your wife Carol did that he was like, red flag.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. They seem a little erratic.
he might have been like chasing you out the door, and then when he saw you roll your ankle, he was like, nah.
Yeah. He's not for me.
It's like, yeah, go get him. Let's get, no.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll say Russell Simmons was there.
But I think it's like it legitimized... In a way, yeah, we're having this party.
He always had parties. All these huge names are there. You're thinking, it's just
a normal party.
Hollywood-type party.
Has Russell Simmons been questioned at all? Or?
I don't know.
Because he was there. I don't know if he stayed, but he was definitely there. And he was hanging out with a guy from Run DMC, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they were, I mean, he seemed like he was very comfortable. Like, he normally hangs out there. I don't know.
Was Jay-Z, has anyone been questioned?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant it's Jay-Z there. He wasn't, though.
No. I'm sorry. But yeah, Jay-Z.
I don't know.
We don't know.
I truly don't. And when is the whole...
his name's brought up the most.
Yeah, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah.
And then when is it this trial supposed to start? Because we've been hearing it was imminent. It's happening. Yeah. We're days away from finding out. And then there hasn't been anything other than more accusations that are coming out every day.
Maybe that's why, because they have to have it all together. And more and more stuff keeps getting revealed. Or they want to make sure they are exactly buttoned up on all the evidence they have. But I would say it's because more and more stuff keeps getting discovered and, you know, that type of thing. But there hasn't been any arrests.
No.
That's the crazy part.
Yeah, because it seems with something this big, if it's just, is he just going to be the fall guy? I mean, as he should be. But it's like, are they going to ignore other people who maybe broke the law? If other people did break the law?
I don't know, because the only person who is in jail is Diddy.
Yeah.
And then he's still making phone calls outside and then talking. I mean, we just had one not so long ago talking trash about other people, you know, I don't know. I don't know. But Terrence Howard, actor best known for Iron Man, Dead Presidents, Ray, he continues on talking about how in Hollywood, one of the problems with some of the actors and actresses is that they were changing or trading their man card, and then actresses trading integrity for roles in Hollywood, and it doesn't serve anybody. This is what he had to say.
They can't get it out of their head. They can't get it out of their head. The things that they did, no matter how they did it, whether they were drunk or high or whatever, you gave up your man card. You need therapy. And that's the thing that hurts them the most. And so they end up on drugs, end up every way to try and get rid of any principles there are. And that's what the business does. And the women that trade their bodies to go and get the role, they get to the point where they have their Oscar, they have their money, but they don't have their dream. They don't have the soul that they started with. So it's like achieving don't mean anything. If I get all the Nobel Prizes from doing all of this, but in the process I have to trade out all of my integrity to do it so that they can stay in place, what benefit is that if I lose my integrity? You got to go in as a principal. And what we were brought in here is men. Well, I would produce 1,500 sperm per heartbeat for a reason, because their aggression is necessary. You don't trade that in, no matter what.
I would trade in my integrity for millions, though.
I think
you would trade it for a lot less.
Yeah, you would.
Okay, yeah. Maybe.
I think you would.
Maybe good seats or something. Or
I feel kind of weird. Yeah. like a free T-shirt or something. Yeah. I feel weird about this because I understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
Is that's the hope and the dream for every actor and actress, is that you don't do that sort of thing to get where you want to go, right? Or for any human being. Mm-hmm. The easier said than done for somebody who's already made it.
Right.
And that is easier said than done.
He's kind of a black sheep in Hollywood now, though. Yeah, has been for a little bit.
But easier said than done for somebody who wasn't put in a position where something happened outside of their control. You know, like the casting couch or, you know, that sort of thing. It's like.
But didn't he say he went to a Diddy party and they want him to participate?
Well, he says, and this is the third clip that we have, he said that his assistant, Terrence Howard, at the time said, oh, Diddy absolutely wants to hook up with you.
Puffy invited me for weeks, asking me to come and teach him how to, you know, wanted me to be his acting coach for a while. Go there and he's sitting around just looking. I'm like, okay, what's the material you want to work on? He's just looking at me. Then next thing you know, okay, hey, will you help me? I want to hear your music. So I come over there and I play the music. And he's sitting there just looking at me, like waiting. Okay. So then my assistant was like, you know, he wants to hang out with you next week. And I was like, for what? He's like, I think he's trying to f*** you. That's what my assistant said. And I was like, oh, okay.
How flattering.
Oh, my gosh.
How flattering.
Hey.
You don't have to do it. You know?
Well, yeah, no, yeah. Cat Williams was saying stuff well before anyone else.
That's
true. Called him crazy.
Yep.
And he goes, yeah. He said, and Cat Williams says, men in Hollywood, there's a lot of higher up, in his opinion, directors, producers that want, like, if you want this role, you need to have sex with them.
Look at Weinstein.
Yeah, I know.
And it has been happening to women forever.
Yes, it's horrible. For women, even more pressure. But then I think the Cat Williams part, what made it so surprising, it was, like, he said there's men, you know, there are leading men that did some things to get roles.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I mean, look at OnlyFans. You're not trying to do the role, but a lot of people lose, if you can say, will say that was losing their integrity to go on OnlyFans, but then they made millions of dollars. They did that on purpose. They're losing it. Some people do that on purpose. Now, I'm not saying it's a completely different thing. I'm not saying that you have a head person doing that. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also people that have no problem doing
that. Who sign up for it actively.
Well, they might have no problem, like, it starts to benefit them, but we don't know what's going inside their mind and their body, you know, like where they're like, they're embarrassed that this is, but they're pretending like they're not.
I think there's
some
horrible scarring
or like, oh man, I was young and now these nasty pictures are online for the rest of my life.
And that part is the most upsetting. And really, you know, we see all these stories about Bieber and there are so many others just like him. We just don't, maybe just not as famous, where that's the whole point. You are so young and you didn't have any idea. And you were groomed in a way, if it's true.
Yeah, if Bieber was assaulted by Diddy or somebody at his party as a underage kid, he was groomed for that.
Absolutely. And then,
horrible.
You know, your whole career being dangled in front of you by somebody who is a horrible person.
That is terrible. Yeah. That is absolutely, I don't want to be, a lot of times I mistake in the wrong way. That's completely horrible. What I'm saying is he's saying that, oh, you lose your integrity doing that. And there are people like that, and there are people that are not, and then get convinced. Like, I think, like, Justin Bieber could be a big problem. I think he might be, I'm just speculating here, is all these mental issues that he's having, all these crazy outbursts, all these weirdnesses that have to do with what happened with Diddy. At least one would assume, well, he was with Diddy. And then you look back on it, and it's cringy some of the times when you saw them together.
Mm-hmm.